One's the nine branch, and that's seven. Actually, this is the eight branch one, because I just took number nine off. Do you know what this particular candelabra stands for? What is it all about? Anybody know what this candelabra is for? Well, there's a lovely story I can tell you about it. This candelabra is used only once a year in all Jewish households, in every Jewish household, and it's called the menorah, the Chanukah menorah. Chanukah literally means rededication, or it is recorded in the New Testament and not in the Old as the Feast of Lights. You see, when the temple had been desecrated and a pig had been offered upon the altar, eventually when the temple was in repossession again of Israel, Judas Maccabee cleansed the temple. Thus we have Chanukah, cleansing and rededication. But when it came to the oil, the vats of oil, which would fill the seven-branch menorah, it was discovered that only one vat was left, which was still pure. All the other vats had been defiled. Then rather than holding up the rededication unto the Lord, he immediately sent men, runners, out to obtain another vat of first crush olive oil, pure oil. But he filled the seven-branch menorah, which would burn for 24 hours with the quantity of oil that he placed in it. The miracle is that oil continued to burn right until the moment these men returned with the fresh oil, which happened to be 8 days later. Thus, at the Feast of Lights, you have an eight-branch menorah. On the first day, you light candle one. On the second day, one on each side. Until the eighth day, they're all alight. And of course, it's a happy time for children. They come around, and it's a beautiful sight when you see all the candles burning. And usually, they use very colourful, twisted candles because it's such a rejoiceful holiday. But what is a lovely picture in this candelabra? Is it the miracle of God, how he allowed that oil to burn? Yes, that's a miracle. But the most beautiful picture is of that little lamp that I hold in my hand, which sits in front. Now remember, every single Jewish home has one of these in different shapes and forms. But why is there a ninth light? Now we already realize that eight is redemption as a number, a new beginning. So we see there is something in that already. But why the ninth? You see, this ninth holder is called in the Hebrew the Shamas. The Shamas. And the Shamas literally translates to the word servant. You see, we are not worthy to approach the Almighty God still clothed in our sinful rags. And by lighting the lamp, it is the glory of God that is seen in the light. So therefore, Jews light the servant as sinners. The servant cleanses them from all their sin, and he is able to present them before the Holy God without spot and blemish. Here's a picture of Jesus. See how it comes to me? I then take it. It is the Shamas, the servant of God, who takes upon himself our sin and presents us before the throne of God without spot and blemish. That's in every Jewish home. Yet I, as a Jew, never knew that Jesus, the Shamas, the servant of God, the Haseh, the sacrificial lamb, was shown right there in that particular item. Isn't that precious when you think about it? You notice I wear some things underneath here with fringes. The prayer shawl also had fringes. You realize, of course, that it was a commandment of God to Israel for men to put on garments with fringes. These fringes, by the way, have a numerical value. The Hebrew has a numerical value in itself, as we've already discussed. But in here, I'm able to say, Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. The Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, is entwined therein. But also, there are numbers entwined in of the exact number of commandments God has given. Do you remember how many numbers? 613 commandments are actually knotted in this. So the idea is when we see them and when we feel them, that we would remember, as Hebrews, the commandments that God gave Israel. Today, all I want Israel to see is what we have seen right here in this table. The Word. Jesus our Lord. We've seen the Paschal Lamb. We have seen that door painted with blood, saying that by the shed blood of the Lamb, we have life, we have high. We have seen today how the middle wafer, Jesus the Son who came from the Trinity, how He was broken, how He died, how He was wrapped and placed in the garden tomb there of Joseph of Arimathea. Very shortly we're going into a very holy and a very special time. Most of us will be doing it again tomorrow morning as we come around the Lord's table. Tonight we're coming around the Lord's table on the eve of the first day. Do you realize that right now in the Hebrew calendar it is already the first day? The first day started when the first star came. The Lord Jesus, of course, we realize He entered Jerusalem on the first day of the week, as John tells us, because the day before it was a Sabbath day's journey. We realize that He was in the city on, we'll go back to our days now, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and it was on Wednesday that He was crucified. It was on Wednesday that He was the Passover lamb. You see, His body had to come down because the next day was a Sabbath. But it was a high Sabbath. It was the Passover. The next day, Thursday, now I'm talking about Wednesday night, Thursday night, was the Passover. But did you also realize that Thursday night, Friday, was another Passover? It was the first day of unleavened bread, which is also a Passover, a high holy day. And then the following day was the seventh day Passover. Our Lord and Savior was in the tomb for three whole Sabbaths. Isn't that interesting? And of course, when did He rise? We know He was in the tomb Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and He rose again from the dead this night, Saturday night. You see, Saturday night, remember, in the Hebrew calendar is the first day. It started, actually at the time we started our meeting tonight, became the first day. So we're very correctly doing what the apostles did. I read in the book of Acts very clearly how they came together on the evening of the first day. Now in our calendar we would think of Sunday night. But it said that they had been preaching the gospel all the Sabbath. And then they came on the eve. And remember, God said it was evening and it was morning the first day. So right now we're on the first day. We're doing exactly the same as the apostles did all those years ago. On the eve of the first day, we came together to break the bread and the wine, which we're about to do. I would like to sing you a song right now, which says so much. Of course, it speaks of the Lamb of God. Hine Haseh. Just imagine, right back in Genesis, when Abraham was walking with his son towards the mountain to give a burnt offering. And the son, Isaac, looked at his father and says, "Father, Father, I see the fire and I see the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Its reply is poignant. It's wonderful. It's special. And I'd like to sing this to you right now in Hebrew and in English. Avi, Avi, Hine Haseh. Avi, Avi, Hine Vetzim. Avi, Avi, Va'ayeh. Vayehaseh leolam.
see the fire. Father, Father, I see the wood. Father, Father, where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Where's the lamb for the burnt offering? Father, Father, where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Vayomer Abraham hineni v'hini. Vayomer Abraham hineni v'hini. Vayomer Abraham Elohim, Elohim, Yireloaseh, Elohim, Yireloaseh, Vayom Abraham, Elohim, Yireloaseh. Abraham says, behold my son. Abraham says, behold my son. Abraham says, our God, God will provide himself a lamb. God will provide himself a lamb. Abraham says, God will provide himself a lamb. Himself, my son. And he did provide himself. Amen. This brings us into a very special and a very holy time. Tonight you have been looking at a Jewish family. Although we've shared all the points where I, as an Orthodox Jew, 12 years ago, did not see the wholeness of the Passover. 12 years ago, I sat there, my yarmulke, my kippur. Kippur literally means covering. The reason I wear this, and all Jews do, because there's a holy and there's a righteous God. And we hide ourselves from His holiness. But now as we come to this portion, I'm able to do something. We're all able to do this. You see, the next part, we're going to look at a resurrection. Because of this resurrection today, none of us men need to wear the kippur anymore. Because now, by the shed blood of the Lamb, by the resurrected Jesus, He is my kippur. And I have no need of this covering, thus I remove it. And He is our covering. He is our Lord, our Master, and our Savior. It is after the main meal is finished, the head of the household calls out. He says, who will find the afikoman? And the youngest member of the household will run quickly. And he goes to the place of the pillow. And there you'll notice, as he lifts the pillow, it's almost like if he was the angel rolling away that stone from that tomb, and he unwraps the bread, and here we see a resurrected body of the Lord being restored to the table. And this happens at every Jewish home, and here we see symbolically the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, who was broken for us, who shed His blood. Isn't that magnificent? I really pray that each and every one of you will be burdened to pray that when Israel comes around the table and breaks bread and drinks the cup, which they do every Sabbath, every Friday night, they eat bread, leavened, and drink the cup. But at Passover next year in April, that when they see that bread being restored, that their eyes will be opened. Oh, that the scales will fall away, that the veil will be rent, and that they can indeed see the Savior, Jesus, who was wounded for us, who was striped and who was pierced. The Father loved us so much, He sent us His only begotten Son,
and the middle wafer came to us. And now we see the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ symbolically in this piece of bread. This is the broken body of the Son of God, who is our high priest. When it was wrapped in linen, it spoke prophetically of the wrapping of the body of our Lord and Savior in linen. And after the crucifixion, he was placed in that tomb as we saw, and he was restored. Will you please now take in your hands a piece of unleavened bread and hold it? This is the place in the Passover service which is recorded for us in the New Testament, in Luke chapter 22 verse 19, where Yeshua, Jesus our Lord, having taken some bread, he gave thanks. And we notice, of course, it was after they had supped, after they had eaten. This had to be the very last food to be eaten that night. Because the taste of this bread, this matzah, without leaven, without yeast, had to linger. And he said a blessing over this bread. And he blessed it. And he then said, take, eat. This is my body. And then he said something very remarkable. He said the exact same words that I used to say at the Passover table before I knew Jesus. I would take this bread, which was restored, and I would break it. And I would say, Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, hamotzi matzah. Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has provided the matzah, the unleavened bread. And then I would give a piece to each of the participants on the table present that night. And I would say, will you break it, please now, Orphid? And I would say to that person, don't eat it yet, please. We'll do it together. I would say, take, eat. Do this in memory of what the Lord our God has done in redeeming us out of Egypt. Can you now understand why Jesus said, take, eat. Do this in memory of me. Because indeed, Jesus our Lord was the complete and final Passover. The one in Egypt was partial. It was only for Israel. The shed blood of the Lamb, the restored piece of bread that he took and then broke and then blessed, spoke prophetically of the complete Passover in which all of us are covered tonight. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Father God, we do thank you for what you have shown us and taught us in your word. Oh Lord, each and every one of us can be so thankful. Each and every one of us are able to say, Dayenu, it should have been enough that you loved us. Dayenu, it should have been enough that you sent your only begotten Son. Dayenu, it should have been enough, oh Lord, that you gave your life for us. Dayenu, that you rose again. Dayenu, that you will come again in power and in glory. Oh Lord, as we eat this bread tonight, we just remember you, the one who walked upon this earth, the Passover lamb sacrificed for us. Oh Lord God, you who provided yourself as the lamb, the Haseh of God. Oh Lord, how you were persecuted and ridiculed even as you walked amongst your own people Israel. But I thank you for those few, Lord, that did recognize you and know you. But Lord, as you were just beaten, whipped, as they placed that crown of thorns upon your head, oh Lord, as they drove those nails through your hands and your feet, you suffered for our behalf. You took upon yourself our sin, for you had no leaven, and there you were, striped and pierced. So Lord, as we eat of this bread, indeed we do remember this is your body that was broken for us. Let us eat of it now. remembering this till He comes. Amen. After this bread was eaten, this vital, important, restored loaf of bread, we pour the next cup of wine. If you've done so, which is good, I see you have. This is the third cup of wine that we're about to drink. This cup is significant. Remember the first cup. It was the cup of blessing. The second cup, the cup of teaching. Now what is this cup called? The third cup, the cup that our Lord and Savior partook, that I partook as a Jew, but never knew its full significance. This cup is called the cup of redemption. Could it be anything else but the one that the Lord took? It was the third cup, the cup of redemption that He took, which became the emblem, not the first cup, not the second cup, but the third one, the redemption cup. Remember also that there was a fourth cup, which we will not drink tonight. The fourth cup is the one He pointed to at the time. He says, of this cup will I not drink until I'm with you. The fourth cup is the cup that we shall all drink together, and we're not drinking it tonight either. We shall drink it together when we're with Him in glory, when He shall come for us. Please take your cups.
This is the third cup, called the cup of redemption. It is to be shared after the meal. The Gospel of Luke again tells us, and I quote, "And in the same way, Yeshua took the cup after they had eaten, saying, 'This is the cup which is poured out for you. It is a new covenant in my blood. Take this and share it among yourselves.'" Well, let's pray. Our Father, we hold in our hands a cup containing the fruit of the Spirit. Father, the fruit of the vine. Father, we look back to that scene in the upper room when you reclined with your disciples and you quoted these words which we have just spoken. And tonight, Father, we take that cup and we drink it. And we remember that day on Calvary as you shed your precious blood for us. You gave your life's blood that we might have redemption. Father, we hold the cup of redemption and we thank you for it. Amen. Drink ye all of it, for our sins are washed away by the blood of the Lamb. Let's drink together.
Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Praise Him with hallelujahs. Praise the Lord. I think we should sing, "He is Lord." You know it.
He is Lord. He is Lord. Thank you.
Passover is now complete. Oh, may Israel celebrate it in the next season, being able to see He who has been represented on the Passover table, the Lamb that was slain for them. May they be able to understand these words in the Hebrew, Vayom Yeshua, Anochi Hakuma, V'Chayim, V'Ami, V'Yeh Gayum Yamus. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he die, yet shall he live. O Lord God, let the children of Israel speedily return again unto thee. Father, even tonight as we just pray, we ask, Lord, that you open their eyes, that they indeed can see the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That, Lord, indeed, when they say at the Passover next year in Jerusalem, that it will be next year with their Messiah and their Savior. Father God, we just ask right now as we complete this night, that you will bless each and every one of us in a very special way. That none of us will leave here, Lord, tonight without knowing you completely. Oh Lord, as we've seen you represented at this Passover table, Father God, we do pray that you'll touch our hearts. That, Lord, you lead us into a closer walk with you. Lord, that we're able to give more of ourselves as we've seen you gave all of yourself. Lord, that you'll make us prayerful in every way. But above all, Lord, that not one life will walk out of these doors without being able to say, you are Lord. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. O Lord, let hearts be touched even now by thy precious Spirit. Lord, let the challenge go forth. We remember John the Baptist. He preached repentance. He prepared your way. Repent. Repent. For the drawing of Jesus is coming near. You are soon to return. So Lord, as we close, I'd like to finish with your words that you gave us in a prayer. Lord, you gave it as, and it's known to us as the Lord's Prayer. But it's not your prayer, Lord, it's our prayer. It is our prayer unto you that you've given us. It's in Hebrew and it's in English. Avenu, Avenu Shabbat, Shabbat Chaim. Yitkadash, Yitkadash Mecha. Tavu, Malchutecha, Yetzer Tzoroncha. Kmo Bashamayim. Tein Bo. Avenu, Avenu Shabbat Shamayim. Yitkadash, Yitkadash Shmecha. Tavu, Malchutecha, Yetzer Ratzoncha. Kmo Bashamayim. Tein Ba'aretz. Our Father in heaven, hallowed and sanctified be thy holy name. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever. Yevorecha Adonai v'yishmerecha, Ya'ar Adonai p'nav ilecha, v'chonecha yisha Adonai, p'nav ilecha v'yashem lecha shalom. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face to shine upon thee and to be gracious upon thee. The Lord turn His face unto thee and give thee peace. The shalom that only Jesus can give. Amen.